My girlfriend spoke these words to me the other day. Thank you that you have the gift of leading people to Christ's word for comfort, instruction, and knowledge. Wow. This is Tina Alakwa, president of Doral Cove Ministries. Friends, I can't tell you how meaningful that was for me to hear. Just a few words of thanksgiving lifted my soul, brightened my day, and put a skip in my step. That works the same way when we offer thanksgiving to our Lord. In fact, scripture after scripture tells us that this is the attitude, the mindset, the demeanor we are to have. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks. Your name is near. People tell of your wondrous deeds. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High. We live in a culture of frenzy, anger, me-centeredness, focusing on my needs, my wants, my desires, my way. But do we ever stop and say thank you? Thank you first to the Lord for what he has done and how he has provided, how he has given us saving grace and sustaining us daily. Then do we take the time to offer a word of thanksgiving to others who the Lord brings to our path? Beloved, let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise, and then provide a word of thanks to lift someone's soul, brighten their day, and put a skip in their step.